With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Charlie Kirk's accused assassin, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, appeared in court today. Utah Judge Tony Graff advises the attorneys in the Kirk shooting case to be on their best behavior.
Counsel, regardless of who is watching, whether it is the nation or a single individual, we must fulfill our roles with integrity, civility, and diligence. I encourage each of you to give your very best to this case. Neither Mr. Robinson nor the people of Utah deserve anything less than the fair and impartial administration of justice.
Robinson's next appearance is October 10th. Ukrainian President Zelensky condemns Russia's most recent aggression against his country.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of trying to hit Ukraine with a blackout after a massive strike on Sunday targeted multiple regions, killing at least four people and injuring more than 80. Zelensky adds that intelligence indicates that Russia's using its shadow fleet of tankers to launch and control drones against European countries. He wants the Baltic Sea closed to limit this shadow fleet activity. Several European countries in Northern Europe have experienced unexplained drone activity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have agreed to a plan to end the war in Gaza, but it's unclear whether Hamas will accept the terms. Trump laid out a 20-point plan for ending the Israel-Hamas war and establishing a post-war Gaza governance. Trump's plan would also establish a temporary governing board that would be headed by Trump and include former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. This is SRN News. A new poll shows a Canadian province is becoming increasingly pro-life.
LifeSite News reports that according to political consultant and executive director of Pro-Life Alberta, Richard Doerr, only 37% of Albertans say abortion should always be legal. 43% say only in certain cases, and an additional 9% would outlaw it entirely. As Doerr wrote at the Western Standard, adding those numbers together, you get a majority. That's not fringe. That's Alberta. This comes on the heels of data published by the CBC in June, finding that the number of Albertans who strongly agree with the importance of traditional family values has grown from 35% to 40% over the past 7 years. I'm Bill Alexander.
The Baptist Union of Great Britain has detailed a wide-ranging support package to keep students from the now-closed Spurgeon's College on track for the new academic year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drifted a bit higher after a day of mixed trading. The S&P 500 added 0.3%. The Dow edged up 0.1%, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. All three are near their all-time highs set a week ago. Technology stocks recovered some of their losses from last week, while oil companies sank with the price of crude. This week's highlight for Wall Street is scheduled for Friday. That's when the latest monthly update on the job market is due. The hope is for modest numbers that will keep the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates. The Dow was up 68 points today to close at 46,316. The Nasdaq gained 107 to 22,591. The S&P 500 added 17 points to 6661. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.